It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez. It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Guys, we are back. Good stuff there from our good friends at GEICO. Hey, Francis Jackson here on Money for Lunch. As you guys know, Francis Jackson is one of our regular contributors, and he's also one of these unsung heroes. I say it like that, and I know he probably doesn't appreciate it as much as I do. He probably says, oh, geez, you know, because he's kind of that guy. But he's an attorney who specializes in disability law for those veterans seeking disability benefits, also for regular folks who are just needing help with their Social Security disability benefits. He's a founding partner of Jackson McNichol. He has been featured all over the media, CBS, ABC, Fox News. He's a best-selling author. He is, he's been on the Ben Glass Show, the Consumer Advocate Show, discussing benefits for veterans. Francis Jackson, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
Always a pleasure, Bert. Thanks. I appreciate the chance to be here.
You bet. All right, so I want to jump into this because, you know, you've been on the show for a while now, and in the past we've talked about special benefit provisions for veterans from World War II and from the Vietnam era. And there are there any special provisions for veterans of Iraq or Afghanistan?
There are, Bert. There are actually a couple.
Okay. So let's talk about it, because I understand that there's a thing called TSGLI. What is this?
That's a very interesting provision, Bert. It's the initials stand for Traumatic Service Members Group Life Insurance, TSGLI. And that's a special benefit that Congress enacted for people who were injured in the military between October 7th, 2001 and November 30th of 2005. Now, don't ask me why they picked those exact dates, but those are the dates. And what it does is, if you were in the military and you were injured between those dates, there is a schedule of benefits, sort of like some workers' compensation programs in some states where they have a particular injury translates to this amount of dollars. This program awards a certain fixed amount of benefits depending on the nature and severity of the injury. So, for example, if you lost eyesight in both eyes, you get a certain amount. If you lost a foot, you get a certain amount. So it's a schedule-based disability compensation for people who were injured between those dates. And it also allows an ongoing insurance benefit for people who qualify for that particular time span if they were injured during that period in the military. It's a unique program. It's not available to any other group of veterans, but it's just limited to that narrow band.
Yeah, you know what? The minute you told me about those weird dates, I'm thinking, that was going to be my follow-up question. You know, where did they get that dates from? And obviously they have some data there that makes those dates valid for them for whatever reason. Anyway, let's go on. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that actually corresponds to a period of fairly significant injuries in Afghanistan. But, you know, they don't publicize the underlying reasoning, so it's not I don't know for sure.
Sure. All right, so let's talk about this thing called the PDBR review. That's Peter Dog Bravo Richard review.
Yeah, now that's another interesting program, again, limited to Iraq and Afghanistan. That one is is handled by the Department of Defense. It's actually administered by the Air Force, although it covers all the services. And the initials there stand for Physical Disability Review Board. And what that program is, it's another time-limited one. This one runs from September 11th of 2001 and goes up through December 31st of 2009. And it applies to anyone who left the military based on a disability at that time. And if they were rated when they left the military at 20% or less, and we're not talking about a VA rating now, we're talking about military retirement pay rating based on disability, the agency will, on request, go back and review that rating to see if the person should be entitled to a higher level of rating than they got, so that it may result in a greater benefit in terms of medical disability retirement pay from the service. It's not clear to me exactly why they picked the Air Force to administer the program, but it's applicable to all branches of the service. It's part of the Dignified Treatment of Wounded Warriors Act that Congress passed in 2008. And it's, again, one of those where it's difficult to understand exactly why they time-limited it as they did. But as I said, it's September 11th, 2001 to 12/31 of 2009. And it may potentially entitle people to greater military retirement pay based on disability retirement. It does require an offset if you were already getting military retired pay. You can't double dip. But interestingly, it doesn't generally offset VA benefits if you're getting those for disability compensation. Although if your injury is not related to combat, there will be an offset for the VA. But if you were combat injured during that period, you can get the military retirement pay and the VA compensation without any offset.
Gotcha. Let me ask you this. You know, how complicated is this stuff? Because it seems to me that, like a lot of the stuff that our government does, this is very complicated. I mean, they have great intentions, but some of this stuff, Francis, seems like you'd have to be a rocket scientist to figure out. Am I right?
I'm not sure that rocket science would help you with this, but you do have to be smart. It's sort of interesting the way they've done it, Bert. These are sort of, as I mentioned, different programs. So you may need different kinds of help. But for example, the PDRB reviews. Those ultimately can go to the Court of Claims, the United States Court of Claims. And so if you put in for a PDBR review and you're not happy with the results, you think you should have gotten a better result or a higher result or a different result, you can have that reviewed in court. And so it may be to your advantage if you're not happy with the PDBR result to get the assistance of an attorney to help you with that, as you and I have talked about with other VA disability or disability for veterans. It is often at the appeal levels that assistance is really both available and useful. And I think that applies in these programs as well. If, there's no real downside to making your own application and kind of seeing how it comes out. But if you're not happy with the result, it's time to get specialized help.
Gotcha. Let me ask you this, because we're almost out of time here. How are these programs different than the ordinary veterans disability benefits from the VA?
Well, they're in addition, if you will, to the ordinary veterans benefits. Anyone who is eligible for a TSGLI benefit will also be eligible for ordinary service-connected veterans compensation. And same with someone who is military retired based on a medical, they would ordinarily be also eligible for veterans benefits in the for the same reasons. These are additional benefits that Congress has decided that these folks are entitled to.
Gotcha, gotcha. Francis Jackson, we're out of time. I find this stuff to be so amazing, and I appreciate the work that you guys do there at Jackson McNichol. Guys, if you are in need of help with your disability claim, or maybe you know somebody, maybe somebody in your church group or your synagogue group or whatever, maybe somebody from school, if you know a veteran, reach out to them. Let them know that there is help, that they don't have to sit in silence or try to figure some of this out. As you can tell, it is or can become very complicated. And Francis Jackson and his team help these veterans out. Doesn't matter where they're located at. He can step in. He can give them some information. And Francis Jackson, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing.
Bert, always a pleasure. Thanks again for letting me have a chance to chat with you about it.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
Did you bring the camera phone?
I did.
Do you want to go first?
I've been waiting for this all day.
Okay, this is Fro.
And Stacy.
Introducing Chase Quick Deposit. Just photograph the front and back of your check using the Chase mobile app on your iPhone and hit send.
It went through?
So cool.
This is so cool.
You want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, it was nice.
Make a deposit from anywhere, anytime with your iPhone.
To Mr. and Mrs. Walker, why would they send my parents a check?
Chase what matters.
It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Hey guys, welcome back to Money for Lunch, one of our regular contributors, and really one of those guys that I find amazing to talk to, Dr. Steve G. Jones, a board-certified clinical hypnotherapist. He has been practicing hypnotherapy since 1980s. He's the author of 22 books on hypnotherapy. He's also a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists, American Board of Hypnotherapy, president of the American Alliance of Hypnotists, on the board of directors of the Los Angeles chapter of the American Lung Association, and director of the California State Registered Steve G. Jones School of Hypnotherapy. In order to keep up with the very latest in research, he regularly attends training conferences. And you can find out more about Steve G. Jones. Where else? SteveGJones.com. Steve G. Jones, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Well, thank you, Bert. Good to be here.
Absolutely. So, all right, so catch me up. I just saw a picture of you and Dr. Joe Vitale up in Vegas. What's going on?
Joe was here handling a few things and relaxing, and I was able to catch up with him. We had a breakfast, and we talked about some new ideas that we're working on. We're going to create the sequel to the Wealth Trigger, such a powerful product designed to help people get in touch with their wealth potential. We're going to create the third version of that, since one and two did so well. And we talked about a follow-up to our Law of Attraction certification program and a few other ideas. And we just really made the most of what I would call a power breakfast.
I love it. I love it. It's kind of like breakfast. What do you call it? Money for breakfast, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And more importantly, helping people for breakfast.
That's right. I love it. I love it. All right. So listen, I wanted to get your thoughts on this. As you probably heard in my intro there about clarity, you're the guy that I'm so excited to have on the show because you really deal with the mind more than just about anybody I know. You have a certain understanding of how the mind works and how we either are managed by our thoughts or how we manage our thoughts. What is your take on clarity? How important is that?
Well, I think it's everything. You know, you can do a lot of things and not get much done if you're not clear. You just become kind of like a shotgun rather than a bullet. You've got to really be focused. And as you said, you know, if things aren't coming your way, then maybe you're not clear on what you want. I remember in my life at a certain point looking for a house and looking. This house didn't look right. That house didn't look right. And what I really found out was I didn't want to buy a house in that time in that area. So if you're not clear on your intentions, and you can think you are, but if you're not clear, your actions are going to be ineffective and meaningless.
Yeah, you know what, and I think that's a great example. I mean, you know what, we think we want that house, or we think we want that business, or we think we want whatever, fill in the blank, and then it's just not feeling right. We're struggling, and then, you know, after maybe months or whatever, you decide, you know what, I'll just put that off, and all of a sudden you get that peace, and you realize, oh, you know what, it wasn't for me at this time in my life. I wasn't ready for it because I wasn't really clear as to what I wanted. I think that's a great example.
Yeah, thanks. And I think a lot of people get caught up in this. I mean, marriage, you know, they get on this track to marriage. Okay, I guess we're going to get married. And, you know, their heart's not really into it. People can tell their heart's not really into it. And then, you know, they realize after the fact, in many cases, that it wasn't the right move for them. So it can be starting a new business, moving somewhere, getting a house, you know, a relationship that they're in, or thinking of getting in, or thinking of furthering a car they're thinking of buying. It could be anything. But if you feel that you're really not invested in it, maybe take a step back and realize it's okay to not be into it right now. And what's much more powerful is to realize that and to give yourself the liberty to step away from it and to be okay in that situation.
Yeah, and I like that. Let me ask you this. Let's talk about this. Okay, so here's somebody who would like to get clarity. They want to be clear. They want to have that passion that we all get when we're clear. What are your suggestions? How can somebody go from confused or unclear to clear?
Well, there are a number of great ways to do it. You know, and this is going to sound a little off the beaten path. It's going to sound perhaps a little non-scientific, but it's something that actually is backed up with science. And this is something that a friend of mine introduced me to just maybe a week ago. And it sounds strange, I know. But if you stand, just stand with your legs about a foot or two apart, just a normal stance for you, shoulder-width apart, and close your eyes and ask yourself a series of calibrating questions first. Am I standing on the ground? Now, yes should be leaning forward. No should be leaning backwards. Now, it's not some metaphysical force. It's not the wind. It's not anything unusual moving you. It's yourself. It's your subconscious mind sending signals through your legs to your feet to move you either forward or backwards. So you ask calibrating questions. Am I standing on the ground? Okay, lean forward. That's a yes. Am I wearing clothes? Okay, lean forward. That's a yes. Am I alive? Okay, I lean forward. That's a yes. Make sure you get the correct answer for the questions that you know the answer to. Then start asking questions you don't know the answer to. Should I buy this car? Should I marry this person? Do I want to go to the gym today? You can ask all kinds of yes or no questions. That is a great way to get clear, a way that I just found out about. But the beauty of it is it's kind of like hypnosis because it gets to the subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is sending signals to your body to move it in a certain way to give you the answers that you want. Now, that's just one of many ways to get clear.
You know what? I like that because, first of all, we're starting with the known, and it allows you to understand or feel, surety, right, a certainty about what you already know, and it allows you to, you know, get grounded in those feelings before you start asking the unknown questions that might be puzzling you. So I love that because you're starting with the known, and then you're gaining confidence and strength, and then you're working towards the unknown. I like that. It's a very simple, you can do anywhere kind of solution.
Yeah, it's fun. And when my friend first showed this to me, I thought, you've got to be kidding. Because he said, you know, when somebody asked me if I wanted to go to the gym, I asked myself first, and I said, what do you mean you ask yourself? And he said, well, here's what I do. I stand here, and I say, do I want to go to the gym? And if I lean forward, it's a yes, backwards, it's a no. Now, sometimes you know the answer to something. Now, if you already know the answer consciously, don't use that method. It's just going to slow you down. But if you're unsure and you don't know, realize that your subconscious mind does know. Now, sometimes you'll just stand there. Sometimes there won't be a forward or backward motion, and that's okay also. That means you don't have a definite stance, pardon the pun, on the issue. But in many, many cases, this can streamline your entire day.
No, I think it's fascinating, and I think it's also fascinating, too. You know, one of the things that I talk about is, you know, I like to use the example because I remember this so vividly when I was in college and also early on in my career where I would be, you know, literally flat broke. You know, here I am, I'm barely making my ends meet, and all of a sudden I have a major car malfunction, and I need whatever it is, $300, $500, $600 to fix my car. Now, I don't have $500 or $600, and so, you know, at first, this is, you know, what I think is an overwhelming issue, and it certainly looks like tragedy. But then because I'm so clear as to what I need and why I need it, that, you know, all of us come up with that money. You know, we come up with the money to fix the car or to get, you know, to make tuition or to buy the outfit for that interview that, you know, whatever. We come up with the money because, again, it's so vividly clear as to what we need and why we need it. And within a few days, you know, come, you know, whatever, whatever happens, you come up with the money.
Absolutely. I've seen that time and again. I have a friend who does a program, and it's called Awesomeness Fest. He puts on this program every year. It's in a different part of the world. It's a little pricey for the for, you know, people to get to. They've got to pay their round-trip airfare, and they've got to pay for their hotel and their food while they're there. So we're talking about probably around $3,000 commitment on average. I see people find a way to get there. I mean, this thing is sold out every year. And the people who get there in their everyday lives, they usually don't have the means, the financial means, to do a lot of things. But when it comes to that, they do. What they find when they get there is they oftentimes have a breakthrough or a connection that's going to help them out quite a bit. But it's things like that. You know, maybe there's a, you know, Tony Robbins seminar in town, and people think, well, I don't know if I'll find the money. And like you said with the car, you know, they find the money. So you find the money to do the things that matter to you. And when you get clear about something like a car, you know, got to have a car, got to get from point A to point B, when you find it's a necessity, when you make it a necessity in your life, when you get to that point, it becomes clear. So you can apply this to all kinds of things rather than just a car or a seminar or a trip. You can apply it to, you know, a college education or building a business or making new contacts or anything else you want to apply it to.
Yeah, and what I find interesting about this clarity issue, that it isn't based on money. Again, you and I just gave great examples of why money has no play in it. It's not based on technology. It's not based on environment. You don't have to be in the right neighborhood. You don't have to have, you know, whatever, the latest gadgets. It's really just your own visioning of that goal or whatever it is that you're trying to solve. And all of a sudden, man, I think that the universe opens up. It unlocks itself and just, like, you know, easy as 1, 2, 3, things happen. And it's almost like a miracle. You know, and I know that this is a big part of law of attraction, and I think it's also, you mentioned hypnotic. It is hypnotic, you know, because I think when we struggle, you know, don't we kind of make that an affirmation or a hypnotic, chronic thought that, man, I don't know how I'm going to do this, I don't know what my next step is, and we get caught up in our own self-talk that almost hypnotically screws us up.
Oh, absolutely. And I like what you said, Bert, about it not being related to money. You know, I was reading a book recently called David and Goliath by one of my favorite authors, which is Malcolm Gladwell, and he was talking about the inverted U-shaped curve. You know, at a certain point, money helps. The more money you have, the more things you can do. At a certain point, it starts working against you. And the Davids can come along and do better than a big corporation with a lot of money, because the big corporation with a lot of money gets a little sidetracked. They have a lot of money, but there's certain things because of that that they're not able to see. So there is some sort of a trade-off that happens. If you get too big, you can start to lose sight of certain things. And having money is not essential in a competition. You might think, well, I've just started this business and going up against this established business. There's a certain advantage, as brought out in the book, that you can have even starting out. And what that comes down to is your focus and your passion and simplifying all the things that you're talking about. When you are focused on what you are doing, you are going to be more streamlined than you've ever been before, and you're going to get the job done.
I love it. And we're going to end on that note, Dr. Steve G. Jones. Thank you so much for stopping by and sharing. It's good to have you back, as always. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
Welcome back to Geico Radio. It's savings on the radio.
Caller Steve. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just got a free rate quote on geico.com. Saved a ton, and it only took me 5 minutes and 12 seconds. I was wondering, is that some sort of record?
That's a good question. Then let's have a look.
Not quite. Someone's got you beat by 8 seconds.
Still, I mean, that's quite fast.
Well, what if I told you I only use one hand?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
All right, we are back. Hey, I've been, been fighting a summer cold, which is really bothersome. And I blame my kids because I didn't have this cold until my girls started coughing and wheezing, and they got it because they babysat somebody's kid who was sick. And anyway, the circle of life or of infection continues here on Money for Lunch. We have a new guest on the show, Dr. Arthur P. Ciamacoli. Ciamacoli is the author of The Stress Solution, Using Empathy and Cognitive Behavioral Therapy to Reduce Anxiety and Develop Resilience. He's a licensed clinical psychologist and the chief medical officer of soundminds.org, a popular mental health platform. He has been on the faculty of Harvard Medical School and chief psychologist of Metro West Medical Center, the author of several books, including The Power of Empathy and Performance Addiction. He lives with his family in Massachusetts, and his website is balanceyoursuccess.com. Dr. Arthur Ciamacoli, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right, so let's talk about this. This idea, the book is The Stress Solution, Using Empathy and Cognitive Behavioral Therapy to Reduce Anxiety and Develop Resilience. So talk about.
Hello, Bert?
Well, I'm not sure what it is. I guess I'll be okay.
I'm calling the studio, Matthew.
You're not shooting today.
Just get some rest.
He bought it.
Hi, can I get my CRV brought up, please?
Roderick.
Oh, yeah.
Roderick.
Life is packed with things you have to do.
But sometimes you gotta live a little.
Matthew, you poor thing. You sound awful.
How could I resist?
Look, I don't know what to tell you. He's sick. Actors get sick sometimes.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Get going in the all-new CR-V from Honda.
Did you bring the camera phone?
I did.
Do you want to go first?
I've been waiting for this all day.
Okay, this is Fro. And Stacy.
Introducing Chase Quick Deposit. Just photograph the front and back of your check using the Chase mobile app on your iPhone and hit send.
It went
through? This is so cool.
This is so cool. You want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, who's next?
Make a deposit from anywhere, anytime with your iPhone.
To Mr. and Mrs. Walker, why would they send my parents a check?
Chase what matters. With over 6 million auto accidents per year, insurance companies cut corners wherever possible. If you are being treated unfairly by any insurance company, call LibertyPropertyDamage.com right now. LibertyPropertyDamage.com will get you everything you deserve. Total loss, diminished value, rental reimbursement.